All right. I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Standard Energy Business Builder Conference call. I'm starting the call a little bit early tonight because I want to give you a tidbit of information. Tonight we're going to have a Q&A with the number one income earner in the entire company, Mr. Brian McClure. Now, for those of you that do have questions, here's what you do. Send your question to my email address, Bear, B-E-A-R, at Bear Gordon, GORDON.com. I'm going to start the call over in about 30 seconds. I'm giving you guys a heads up. You can send your questions to Bear, B-E-A-R, at Bear Gordon, GORDON.com. And I promise you, if there's some tough questions, I will still ask them. If there are any consultant support questions or anything related to, you know, something that consultant support can answer, we're going to defer those, okay? But go ahead and do that, all right? Now let's get the real call started. So I want to welcome each and every one of you to this Ambit Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Ambit Energy. Say it with me this time. And you can be too. Yes, you can. And there's so many reasons why you would want to aspire to at least the executive consultant level in this business. Folks, at the executive consultant level, that's where financial freedom usually comes into play, where you have more choices in your life as to what you want to do with your time and with your resources. So I recommend to all of you, work your business hard, work your business smart, most importantly, work your business, get at least to the executive level, and get the results and the benefits of being a consultant with this fantastic company. Now, we do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific time, and we're already into tomorrow morning in Japan. I want to welcome the guests that are here in Japan, as well as some of the guests that may be on this call for the first time from the great country of Canada. Welcome to the call, okay? Now, I recommend that this is the way you start your Ambit Energy Week, because you're going to get the information from the best of the best, and you can always come to this call expecting to hear something right now that's going to make a difference in your Ambit Energy business, and tonight is no exception. Now, you hear people on this call talking about being registered for the big event, being registered for Simulcast, January 13th, 2018. We're going to be live in Hartford, Connecticut, live in Dallas, Texas, but you can see it anywhere in the world by getting registered for Simulcast right now. Go to your Power Zone. Go to your Power Zone. Register for this big event. Now, there are many reasons that you not only want to register, but you also want to attend. You actually want to either be at one of the live locations or sign in to one of the events and see it on your smartphone, smart TV, computer, what have you. Because the information that the company is going to give us is going to be powerful for the start of our year 2018. Not only that, but especially, guys, you want to make money in your business. Ambit Energy always rewards behavior that makes a difference. So when you're registered for the big event, you qualify for the attendee-only bonuses that are available to you when you take advantage of the information you receive at the event. We're talking double bonuses, possibly triple bonuses, and who knows what else. We've already heard that there's going to be a corporate expansion in commercial sales. We're going to have the ability to expand our business with commercial sales, and they're going to tell us about it in 2018. That's not to mention some of the other announcements that they have in store for us. So make sure that you're registered for Ambit Power Simulcast. I'm thinking about Power Trip. I'll tell you that in a second. But go to your back office and make sure you register for that. And then we have the next Power Trip already scheduled. It's going to be in April, Dallas, Texas. Guys, go to ambitpowertrip.com, get registered for that. Now, I can tell you something about this event. Highly likely that we could actually sell this event out. Dallas, Texas, then we've got good space, but we could run out. So don't procrastinate. Don't wait. You want to be there. You want to get on early. Go to ambitpowertrip.com, get registered for that event as well.
Any one choice unto itself is probably not going to change the trajectory of your life or instance of Ambit Energy, not going to change the trajectory of Ambit Energy. But when you make a series of small, inconsequential decisions, they can build up to be a consequential decision. You know, if you decide, hey, I'm not going to go to the meeting this week, and then, you know, you had some time carved out Wednesday evening, no, I'm not going to call anybody about the business, and you know, oh, you know, I don't need to go to the meeting next week. And each one of those decisions unto themselves is not going to change whether you're successful or not successful in Ambit Energy. But if you make that those inconsequential poor decisions over and over and over and over again, it does. It takes you out of the business. You know, inconsequential decisions over and over again. Hey, I'm not going to watch Sunday night football tonight, even though I love the Cowboys or even though I love the Eagles. I'm going to jam the phone, man. I'm going to call people, try to get them to look at the video. You know, that's an inconsequential decision, which repeated over and over time will create a positive result in your business. So, you know, I highly recommend The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. Great, great, great book. But, you know, we talked about those things yesterday in Houston, and, you know, what came out of it after a great, you know, 3-hour session was a question and answer session. And, you know, the questions that were asked were insightful. They were deep in nature. And so I thought we would talk about that tonight. You know, do that tonight as ask some questions. If you have a particular question you'd like to ask, you can go to Bear, B-E-A-R, at Bear Gordon, BearGordon.com, Bear at BearGordon.com. Send a question in via email and propose it to Bear, and then Bear could ask the question to me. But, you know, if we do a little question and answer, you know, maybe we can solve some stumbling blocks that are happening for you and your business. So, Bear, do you have any questions submitted so far?
Yes, I do. I want to go ahead and give that email address one more time. It's Bear, B-E-A-R, at BearGordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. .com. I don't want anybody else to get your questions. I want them to come to me so I can ask them for you. Brian, we have one question that's already in the queue, and the question is basically this. As you have become successful in Ambit Energy, when you were building your business, what was your daily method of operation? What did you do on a daily basis to have the massive success that you now have in Ambit Energy?
Well, the first thing I did is I totally 100% changed and prepared the methodology of the approach. So I always have believed that God first, family second, and Ambit Energy third. And I basically put it all on hold, you know, not that I stopped my life. You know, I did things with my family. I went to church. I did what I do spiritually. But, you know, I used to play poker occasionally. I wasn't a regular, but I was kind of a fill-in. I quit that. You know, I used to watch football or basketball or, you know, sporting events. I quit that, you know. And what I did was I took all those extra hours I had and I poured it into Ambit Energy. And what I understood was, you know, unlike a lot of people that joined Ambit Energy, I had some experience. List of PTA or the Boy Scouts or the dance team or, you know, the synagogue or the temple or the church. None of that. What I realized was, and what I knew was, it was a written list, and I knew that it didn't matter if it was in a notebook or it was on note cards or it was an Excel spreadsheet. It didn't matter how it personified itself, but what mattered was I had a written list. I probably spent the first week, you know, creating a list of 3,000 or 4,000 people, everybody that I ever knew. I didn't prejudge anybody, and then I went to smiling and dialing. And probably the hardest thing to do is to smile and dial for dollars, asking somebody to invite them to take a look. I did understand the distinction between asking somebody to look versus asking somebody to join. There's 4 steps in our system. Number 1 is make the written list. Number 2 is invite somebody to look. And again, it's not to invite somebody to join, it's invite somebody to look. Number 3 is presentation, and number 4 is validation. This is where we, you know, we go through a series of steps validating that the opportunity is for real, whether it be handing them a magazine, bring them to a hotel meeting, doing a three-way call with Upline, meeting with them personally. Those are all validation events, and the more validation events you do with a prospect, the higher the probability to get involved in the business. So as you analyze those four steps, written list, number one. If all you ever did was make out a written list, there's zero possibility of enrollment in the business. The only purpose of the written list is to invite people to take a look. So if you made a written list and then you started picking up the 10,000-pound gorilla, which is the headset to your phone, and invited somebody to take a look at the business, what'll happen is if no one ever takes a look at it, is no one will join your business. So step one, written list. Step two is invitation. And if all you ever do is those two things, there's no possibility of recruitment into the business. It's only at the third step, which is presentation, where somebody looks at the video, which is what I encourage everybody to do initially, take a look at the video, and you know, but whether it's a video, one-on-one, two-on-one, you know, in-home meeting or a big business presentation, a person has to look at the marketing plan in order for them to have a possibility of getting involved with the business. So possibility of recruitment or enrollment occurs at presentation. And then again, the fourth step is validation. After somebody's looked at the business, re-expose the business, give them credibility, answer their questions, and move forward. And that's where probability of recruitment exists. And I'll mention one other thing really quickly that I went over on Saturday. There's a huge distinction between recruitment and enrollment. Recruitment is the act of physically signing somebody up on the website. And enrollment is the act of finding out what somebody wants and showing them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. So at recruitment, you go on the website, you fill in your name, address, credit card information, you click send, and you get a C number back. That's the physical recruitment of somebody into the business. But after somebody gets their C number, you have to find out why it is they're building the business. You know, what is it that's driving them to do Ambit Energy? And once you find that why, whether it be a college fund or out of an apartment into a home or you know, nicer automobile or whatever it is, you know, you find out what it is they want, and then you show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them. And when you do that, you've enrolled them in the business. And the enrollment in the business is the key. You know, recruitment is a logical act. You know, public utility, unconsciously purchased, habitually used, all that makes logical sense. Enrollment is an emotional act. Find out what it is they want, show them how Ambit Energy will get it for them, and touch their emotions. And when that hope, that dream, that goal of, you know, getting the kids' college fund funded, when that starts to happen for them, what happens is that you've got somebody that is dedicated, focused, and long-term in the business.
Well, Brian, one of the things you just mentioned in doing the four steps, the system as it is that you're suggesting that we look at, we have the prospect look at the video, whether by website or DVD. Why is that more important than taking someone to a live business presentation where you've got people there and maybe even more excitement than the video? Why would we want to do the video before we do the live business presentation?
Well, the key to that, Bear, is you and I, you know, we've been in the business 10 plus years. You know, other people on this call have been in the business. They understand the business. And what happens is that the business is second nature to us. So we've learned the presentation. We can sit down and give the presentation. So it's a monkey see, monkey do business. You bring in somebody into the business, they're typically going to bring somebody into the business using the same methodology. So, you know, let's say you've got a consultant, you go to Starbucks, you sit down, you pull out your laptop, and you show the business. Well, if that person decides to get into the business, they're going to want you to do the same thing for them. And then if they put somebody into the business, they're going to want you to do the same thing for them. And what happens at some point you can't do it anymore. I mean, you just don't have the ability to time wise, you know, particularly if you're doing, you just don't have the ability anymore to you know, meet all those time demands. And so by showing the business electronically, if that's the way a person's brought into the business, you know, when they get started, you just say, well, just show the people the video like I did with you and then put them on the phone with me. And basically our business is one of duplication. And if you can duplicate the business, you can build a huge business. If you become the issue in the business, then you're going to build a small business. And so it's all about duplication. It's all about a system that builds at the lowest level of competency. You know, a lot of people like myself or yourself there or others on this call, you know, we've got the gift of gab. I mean, we know how to talk to people. We're excited, and we're animated. You know, some people might say we're charismatic, whatever it is. We just kind of have it. And most people don't have that. They're scared to death to talk to somebody. But if they can show them a video, if they understand all it takes is asking somebody to invite them to a video and then put them on the phone with somebody else, and that's the system that duplicates, then you can build a massive organization. So you want to take somebody that has no speaking skills, never been involved in network marketing, and duplicate a system at the lowest level of competency. And when I say competency, I mean in self-confidence of building a direct selling organization versus build a system that's personality-driven and dependent on somebody that has a lot of confidence.
Good one. Okay, I have a question here from a consultant that says, you know, I'm employed. I'm paraphrasing, but I'm employed and I want to build my ambit business. Now, how do you judge how much time to give to the business versus everything else in your life? And when is the best time to spend to build your ambit business?
Well, old saying, different strokes for different folks. You know, it depends on you individually, but I feel really strongly about this statement: God first, family second, and then move ambit up on the list. So, you know, the key to it is that everybody's different. You know, I mean, if you're, you know, a single mom, you know, I mean, family and taking care of those kids is important. You know, you're just going to have less time than, you know, a 22-year-old single person that, you know, goes to work on an 8-to-5 job and they're done after that. You know, I mean, you can make the choice as to whether to go hang in the bars or, you know, watch football or do whatever it is you do as a young person with no responsibility, or you can go out and build your ambit energy business. So the time investment for different people based on who they are, where they are in their life varies. But what I can tell you is that the more time you put in, the higher the results. So, you know, as long as you're producing results and you're not just talking about it, it's not a social club for you, you're asking somebody to look, and you know that the key metric to track is the number of times you show the business, you know, the bottom line is that you figure out how many hours you can dedicate. You just determine that, not your upline, not your sideline, not anybody else. You know, how many hours can you put into the business, you know? And let's say at the end of the week, you come up with 5 hours, 3 hours, 7 hours, whatever it may be. Again, it's going to be different for different people. And then track the time you invest. You make 15 minutes worth of calls, write down 15 minutes worth of calls, and understand that at the end of the day, you've made that time investment. You know, and at the end of the week, you've gotten your 5 or 7 hours in, or your 10 hours in, whatever it may be. And then do it again the next week, and the next week, and the next week, and the next week. And when you get tired of doing it, do it again the next week, and the next week, and the next week. And if you do that over 3 to 5 years, what's going to happen is at some point, your income is going to go up to a level where you can say, okay, well, I can quit doing this because I don't have to worry about money anymore. And I can put in, instead of 7 hours, I can put in 9 hours. And the number of hours in your ability to grow the business and the time to grow the business is going to increase. And as that increases, what happens is that you know, your income increases. As your income increases, the dynamic changes. So, You know, what I can tell you is that it's really, really important to just stay focused with a consistent, persistent effort over time and a hourly commitment that makes sense for you and your lifestyle and your life period.
Okay. I've got a question from another consultant who is basically asking that they got into the business, they were sponsored into the business, and, you know, how do you build a business when your sponsor is not effective, is not helping you, maybe have quit the business, and you were counting on them to help you be successful? How do you build a business with an ineffective sponsor or with no sponsor in the business at all?
Well, you know, Bear, my sponsor in the business is Chris Chambliss, and I talk to him about two or three times a year. You know, so if you use that as an excuse, it'll take you out of the business. You know, it's you know, it's kind of like the kid that you know, is kind of dealt a heavy hand in life and ends up in foster care, you know, because they don't have their birth parents, because they don't have you know, same advantages, if you will, as other children that are brought into this world. Does that mean that they can't be as effective as somebody who's, you know, the son of a wealthy multimillionaire? And the answer is absolutely not. You know, you have to determine whether you want to do the business and whether you want to get on the whatever it takes program or not. So, you know, I don't, you know, certainly if you got brought into the business, somebody's active in the business, effective in the business, would it be easier for you? Absolutely. You know, you have two options. And the first one I'm going to mention, but I'm not going to recommend. You can resign from Ambit Energy, you can sit out for 6 months, and you can come back into Ambit Energy and pick your sponsor at that point. Don't recommend it. That 6 months could cost you millions of dollars over time. But that's option number one. Option number two is you start to tie into local leadership. You know, if you're in Connecticut, you tie into the meeting in Hartford, and you get to know Tony Procopio and a lot of the other great leaders up there, and you tie into that meeting. You know, if you're in Chicago, you tie into Robert Wujan, all the great leaders there. If you're in Houston, Dallas, you tie into Debbie and Chris's training center, and you start to meet people. You engage other people. You tell them what's going on in your business. You don't have the support that other people have. So you just ask them, hey, if every once in a while I called you and asked you for a little help, a three-way call, a little mentoring, would you be willing to help me? And 95% of the time, you're going to find people that will bend over backwards to help you in your Ambit Energy business. You'll get all the support you want to get. But, you know, if you're sitting in your home or in your apartment and poor, pity little me, and you play the victim game, you know, what'll happen is it'll take you out of the business. So, you know, even though, you know, in our business, you don't necessarily, you know, have the intelligence level to pick your sponsor. Somebody shows you the business, you get in, great, you know, and that isn't always the best hand that could be dealt to you otherwise. You don't get to choose who your parents are either, and there's story after story after story that, you know, gets involved, you know, of people that have just been wildly successful because they overcame that. So, you know, it can turn into excuse, and the bottom line is up to you to not make it an excuse.
You know, you said you didn't have a choice in picking your parents, and, you know, I didn't have a choice in picking my sponsor, but I tell you what, I'm really glad my sponsor picked me. That's for sure. I've got someone else that sent an email in that's having a challenge with some of the common objections. You know, I'm too busy, I can't afford it, I don't have time, these things don't work. What are some of your answers to the common objections that we have inside this business?
Well, you know, people typically are not going to tell you no, they don't want to do the business. So, you know, God gave you two ears and one mouth. And so you have to have a listening for what somebody's telling you. And if somebody's telling you they don't have the time, then that's probably what they believe. They don't have the time, sign them up as a customer and move on. You know, if somebody is telling you this or telling you that or whatever it is, you know, you can walk down that path with them. You know, you can ask, you know, questions about it and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is that, you know, if they're giving you an excuse, they're going to make excuses even if they get into the business. You know, you're looking for somebody that looks at the business. Now, doesn't mean that somebody can't have some good questions, but, you know, somebody looks at the business, gets all their questions answered, jumps in the business, and gets involved. You know, people will say, oh, that's illegal, that's a pyramid scheme, you know. There's objections for that, you know. Most, the way I teach people on that one is just say, well, you know, if what you mean by that, there's something illegal about it, what I can assure you is that's not the case. We're licensed by, you know, 16 public utility, public service commissions in the United States. We're licensed by METI, which is the regulatory commission for the country of Japan. And in that regulatory process, they send it over to the attorney generals. They do a background check on our principles. They look at our financial strength. And then they make a recommendation to the Public Utility or Public Service Commission. The Public Utility Commission, Public Service Commission, decides whether they want to authorize us to offer our services to their citizens. We've never been turned down. They check with one another. There's never been a complaint filed against a public utility or with a public utility or public service commission that we haven't answered and remedied. So if what you're saying is that, you know, there's something illegal about it, it's absolutely not the case. We're, unlike a lot of direct selling companies, we are in a regulated industry, and such. We've got to be licensed in the states we do business in. We've got to do business properly in those states, or those states would pull our license and would no longer allow us to operate. So there's, you know, there's a lot of different things that you can say, whether it's objection, I just went over, or I don't have time, or, you know, whatever it is. But the bottom line is, you know, if you can't overcome that objection in relatively short order, then you need to say, hey, Bob, just do me a favor. Why don't you start out being my customer? Let's save you some money. And at some point in the future, if you change your mind or it makes sense for you to become a consultant, you know, we can revisit it at that time. So typically, those excuses that they're giving you are just reasons, just their way of telling you no, they don't want to get involved in the business.
Okay, here's another one. Having attended numerous national, regional, and local trainings, this person has found that many of the top leaders have different philosophies on how to build a business, different ways to work the business. Now, for some people who are new to network marketing or new to Ambit Energy, this could be kind of confusing when they go to different trainings and they hear different things. How do you level all of that out? How do you handle this?
Well, as long as you stay within the policies and procedures, there's no right way or wrong way to build the business. And what I can tell you is that, you know, different people do have different approaches. Doesn't mean one's better than the other. And I think it's kind of healthy because, you know, those approaches fit different personalities, you know. And you know, I believe that you ought to have multiple mentors. You ought to attend as many trainings as possible and go out and work the business the way it works you. Now, there are people that, you know, build the business very fundamentally different. You know, I'm a big believer in that, you know, we're in the business of gathering loyal customers. These are people we know, love, and trust that have become our customers. It's my mom. It's my next door neighbor. It's my coworker. It's relatives. It's people that are very, very near and dear to my heart. And so what I could tell you is that there are other people that believe in, you know, going and getting people at, you know, off of the internet or other methodologies that don't gather a loyal customer. So, you know, you have to make those fundamental decisions in your business. Certainly, you've got to stay within the policies and procedures of the business. But what I can tell you is if you build a network of loyal customers, those customers aren't going to leave. You know, if you build an unloyal customer or a customer that you don't have a relationship with, what will happen is that, you know, if they switch to you because they got a solicitation over the internet or their leasing agent recommended Ambit Energy, you know, they're going to switch to somebody else and then to somebody else and somebody else because there's no relationship there. What I can tell you is if I sign up my best friend, tell them why it's important to stay on the service, show them how they can save some money by helping me, it doesn't matter if somebody knocks on the door, they watch a television commercial or see a bus bench or, you know, however they're solicited through direct mail or whatever. Otherwise, hey, they're my best buddy, and hey, Brian's my energy consultant on this, and you know, they never switch. And so the key to building a big business is to gather loyal customers. But there are different strokes for different folks. So different people have different personality. Different people have different methodologies. Tying to the people that have built massive organizations and have big followings, and you'll probably be pretty well off.
So that question, that answer is a great segue. I think part of that answer answers this next question. But I'm going to go ahead and ask it in case there's anything that you wanted to add to it. The question is, what is the best way to help new consultants trigger their Jumpstart bonus? You know, whether you're states away or whether you're local, what is the best way to help a new consultant have success so that you can have success in the business and trigger their first Jumpstart bonus?
Well, there's always the debate as to whether when you get somebody started in the business, you know, you try to go and gather customers first or you try to go gather consultants first. And for years and years and years, the leadership of Ambit Energy field leadership is, you know, always believe get the written list and go try to recruit somebody. And when that person says no to the business, sign them up as a customer. So essentially you gather your customer base off of people that have said no to the consultant side of the business. And there's nothing wrong with that methodology, but, you know, things changed when we went to a $75 fee to get involved in our business, $25 for your first month. So, you know, it's $100 to get involved in our business. And what people do fundamentally when they make a decision as to whether to get involved in this business or any other business, whether it's a conscious thought or not, psychologically, they want to know how they're going to get their money back. So in our business, between the $75 and the $24.95 and you know, a couple of bucks in tax, let's just call it $100 to get involved in the business, people want to know how to get their money back. And then more importantly, they want to get their money back because a lot of people kind of raid their car payment or their other bills to come with that money, and they needed to get it back quickly. So anything in and posted by noon central is paid the next Friday. And so, you know, what happened when we went from $4.29 as an entry fee to $100 or $75 as an entry fee or $100 all in, is the methodology shifted. And so when you sit down with somebody and they get involved in their business, sit down and gather them. If you're in Texas, a couple of customers. If you're in other markets outside of Texas, including Japan, three customers. Gather them, their three customers. You know, sign themselves up first and foremost, number one, you know, and by signing themselves up, they now know how to go into the computer and enter it in there. And then smile and dial, get them a couple of more customers, you know, get those customers verified as quickly as possible. And I can tell you that one of the keys to exploding your business is getting people with paychecks in their hands. And if you do that with a new person that gets involved in the business, they're going to get their $100 back quickly. They're probably going to qualify for the bonus pretty quickly. So they're going to get 150, 200, 300, whatever the bonus may bring them. They're going to be fired up about the business. And then, you know, in that process, once you gather the customers, just, you know, let's say you're going to sign your brother up as a customer. You go sign your brother up as a customer and say, hey, bro, do you think what I did was difficult? No. Well, if I could show you where you could smile and dial, you know, in an hour or so working with Brian and myself, you know, you could double your money by gathering a few customers with Ambit Energy. Would that be of interest to you? When they say yes, go over there, plug the DVD in, send them to a website, plug the DVD in, and help them do the same thing.
Okay. I want to go ahead and mention this to some of you here. I've gotten some of the questions that you've asked, and there have been a few that were consultant support-related questions, and I've tried to just send you a text back or send you an email in response that just says consultant support. Folks, I'm not trying to ignore your question. We want to keep the questions to which ones are the most valuable for Brian McClure to answer. Those of you that are getting an email back that says consultant support, I pretty much have looked at the question and there are questions that you should just call consultant support and have a conversation with them on the specifics of different things in different markets related to our rates or what we offer as products in those markets. So I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just trying to, to clarify to you guys and also to take well advantage of Brian's time here. Brian, I got another question for you. This question basically asks about, I would call it ratios, if you will, a breakdown of numbers in terms of invitations and presentations, and how many calls should you expect to make that to get a certain result. Like if you wanted to get one consultant a month or one consultant a week, what does it break down into based on the number of calls and the number of invitations, you know, that would require? Should we even believe in ratios?
Well, it's different for different people. You know, if you take somebody like myself and doing, you know, one-on-one presentations, for example, or somebody that's been in this industry for a while, understands how to make the presentation, knows how to understand what the real meaning of a question is and answer it appropriately versus what it may appear to be on the surface. You know, my ability to, you know, if I show the business personally to somebody, I'm probably going to get 70, maybe even as high as 80% in the business. Somebody that's newer in the business, a little less experienced, like I was when I started 30 years ago, you might get 1 in 10, maybe 2 in 10 if you're really having a good streak. So there's no real formula that you can attach to, you know, how many times you show the business, which equates into how many people you're going to get into your business. What I can tell you is that if my close ratio is 50%, so I show it to 100 people, I'm going to get 50 people into the business, and your close ratio is 2 out of 10, then the bottom line, all that says is that you're going to have to show it to 2.5 times more people than I have to show it to get the same result. And, you know, with 95, 90, probably 97% of the population in the markets that we're in not being a customer of Ambit Energy, the vast majority of people having never heard of Ambit Energy, it just means until you get more proficient in the business, get better at the business, you've got to show the business more and more times. Now, with that said, I highly encourage people to go to trainings, plug yourself into the videos. You can go to topambitleaders.com and watch, How to Gather Customers. Merriam-Widow does a great job there. So you can tie yourself into some information so you can move those percentages up. But I wouldn't get hung up on the percentages, you know. I would get hung up on trying to improve whatever your percentage is. What you need to focus on is how many times are you showing the business. Bottom line, the more times you show the business, which possibility of recruitment and enrollment into the business only comes at presentation. More times you show the presentation, the more successful you're going to be in the business. And then, you know, additionally, the more times you get people in your business showing the business, the more successful they're going to be. I saw on Facebook today that Mary Euro and Deb Burke and some other people that are in my national consultant business are up in Alberta, Canada, you know, building a nice business. You know, I've not been to Alberta. Currently, I have no plans to go to Alberta. Not that I wouldn't go if I didn't have a good reason to go, but the probability is I'm not going to go to Alberta, Canada. But because the business duplicated, because people got empowered on how to go build the business, you know, all of a sudden my business is occurring there. That happened because I was relentless in the number of times I showed the business and exposed people. Because, you know, an old mentor of mine called it Sinaloa. You know, it's provinces, but that's an area of a state in Mexico. And safety in numbers, S-I-N, you know, LOA, law of averages. You know, you've got to put this business in front of a large number of people, and then the law of averages are going to kick in. And regardless of what your proficiency is in the business, somebody is going to get into your business that's more proficient than you are. Those numbers are going to offset your poor numbers, or vice versa. You're going to doing great numbers. Somebody's in your business is not as competent as you are. They're going to offset your numbers, and you're going to have safety in numbers and law of averages working in your favor.
Okay, folks, if you haven't sent your question in, I'm going to go ahead and close that opportunity. We've got just time for a few more questions, and I've got plenty of questions to ask.
As a matter of fact, we're going to have to do this again sometimes because we have so many questions that people want to have answered. The next question I want to ask you, Brian, apparently this is from a senior consultant who wants to become an executive consultant, and I'm going to paraphrase this, but they're basically asking, what is the methodology in building in your senior code to create more seniors to become an executive consultant? And how do you build depth to create that?
You know, the bottom line is its numbers. You know, in the lower coach, you know, becoming a marketing consultant, as a marketing consultant, to become a regional consultant, and then from a regional consultant to a senior consultant, you can build that business through addition. You know, you can just keep showing the business. You don't have to duplicate at all. But to become a senior an executive consultant, in other words, to grow from senior consultant to executive consultant, what happens is that you've got to duplicate yourself. And in order to duplicate yourself, you've got to establish leadership. So our whole business is about leadership. You can't want it for somebody more than they want it for themselves. And so to that end, you know, the bottom line is that you've got to continue to build a business consistently, over and over and over and over again, and then help somebody do the same thing. You know, so the cornerstone to our business is called regional consultant. And as a regional consultant, what you want to do is you want to develop regional consultants. I don't care if you're a national consultant. People get promoted to regional consultant, help them get started in the regional consultant business. And if they don't take their business on from that point, move on. Bottom line is our cornerstone of promotion in our business is regional consultant. If you build an army of regional consultants, you'll promote all the way up to national consultant.
Okay. Here's one more. Do you wait in the process of talking to a new prospect when they come up with objections? Do you wait Do you wait in the process of talking to a new consultant? Is there a point that you handle objections, or do you handle them as they come, or do you try to get them on a three-way call to get them handled?
Well, from a psychological perspective, if a person knows you very, very well, you don't want to try to handle the objections yourself, because when somebody's looking at the business, they are looking at it as an energy business. And if you work at the clothing store with them, or you're a fellow teacher, or whatever it is you do relationally with that person, they know who you are. What they essentially know is that you don't know anything about the energy business. So if you answer the question with the same enthusiasm, the same expertise as I would answer the question with, or somebody that they didn't know, and it doesn't have to be somebody as successful as me, if you answer it with the same enthusiasm, then what happens is, I'll get some background noises here. That's much better. Thank you. What happens is that you answer the question the same way, or you get somebody else to answer the question the same way. You're psychologically taking it on as somebody who is an expert in energy. And even though we all know that we're in the people business, they're looking for an answer from somebody that's in the energy business. And that third party that they don't know, it's not the fellow teacher, the fellow nurse, or, you know, the fellow student, or whatever that relationship is between you and the prospect, it just falls on them differently. So, you know, it's important that you use that psychological advantage to get people involved in the business.
Okay, we're going to wrap up the evening, or start to wind down the evening, with this particular question. And this one touches me personally as well. At the event yesterday, for example, we had consultants who had been in the business for years. And we had some brand new consultants attend that event. Some of them, that was the very first event that they attended. Every week when we get on the call, I personally am talking about being registered for the big event, whether it's Simulcast or Ambition or Power Trip or any of the other regional events around. And the question is, could you share with us and some of the new consultants on the call why the big event is so important? Why is it so important to attend the events that we're talking about? Well, you know, the bottom line to it is a big part of this business is belief. You know, when you go to an event, you hear the leaders talk, you get around other people, and it's not an event's just not about the person standing on stage. The event is about the people that are attending the event. And you're sitting next to somebody, and you don't know them from Adam, and they're talking about this success or that success. And you know, the bottom line is that events create belief. And it's not a motivational thing. You know, I say in all the events that I do, particularly, you know, the one on Saturday being no exception, is I'm not here to motivate you. Hopefully what I say will be motivational, but what I'm here to do is to empower you, you know, so that when the ether of the event wears off, your 2 feet hit the ground coming out of the bed the next morning, said, man, that was a great event. What is it I need to do now? You need to be empowered with some information, with some sort of blueprint that says, okay, this is what I need to do, versus just one ego testimony after another, or, you know, that those are great. You know, there's nothing wrong with those. There's a place for that in our business. But what's fantastic about our business is when you can go to an event and get empowered, learn something on how to go and build the business, meet some people. You know, you go to a big national event, you know, you're from Chicago, and all of a sudden you meet somebody in Dallas or Houston or New York or whatever it may be. What happens is that you know, all of a sudden you've got somebody to refer people to. So, you know, what I can tell you is look at it from this perspective. An event's in your area, or an event's within traveling distance. You know, in Houston yesterday, we had people in from Alabama. We had somebody from Pennsylvania. We had a couple of people from Chicago. These people had hopped on a plane to come to Houston, yet there were people, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes away that didn't make the car ride over. The bottom line is you have, it's one of these inconsequential decisions. You have the decisioning power to decide, hey, I'm going to make a little sacrifice and I'm going to go to this training on Saturday. Okay. Or I'm not going to go to the training. You rationalize why you don't need to go, what's going on in your life, and I'm going to go do ABC. And the question you have to ask yourself is ABC going to change my life financially? Is ABC going to put me where I want to be? You know, certainly if ABC is, you know, mowing grass or doing something like that, it's just not going to get you where you need to be in life. So the bottom line is that's part of it. You've got to make an investment of time. You've got to make an investment of energy. You've got to make an investment in your business. And there's nothing, and I'm talking nothing better you could do than to go to the impending event. And again, whether it's a corporate event, which is twice a year, that's Ambition, Labor Day weekend in Dallas, Texas, or it's Simulcast, which is coming up in January, whether you attend Simulcast Live, which is what I highly recommend, or you go to a watch party in a city, or you watch it on the internet, the bottom line is those two events are must-do events. There's my event twice a year, Power Trip. You know, we're having one in the spring. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com. VIP tickets are selling out quickly. They will sell out. They include the leadership breakfast Friday morning. Myself, Ray Monty, and Joey Carter do those. We give really great insight on leadership and how to become a leader, whether you view yourself as one or not. And then on top of that, you know, you have regional events. You know, you've got Illumination, Team 526 does. You've got EC Factory events. You've got the Rhino events that Tony Procopio and that crew do up in the Northeast. You've got events, you know, everywhere. You know, and the bottom line is you've got to tie into that, and you've got to attend those events on the whatever program. And to do differently is to just like I just can't emphasize the importance of them, and the importance of them is to gain belief and to understand, you know, in depth how to do the business more intelligently and learning from the best of the best. So go to ambitpowertrip.com, sign up, take advantage of the discount. Make sure you go to Power Zone, sign up for simulcast. Do it tonight. Another thing I'll tell you about an event, Bear, if I can inject this real quickly, is people will do what you do, not what you tell them to do. You know, if you tell them, hey, you need to go to simulcast, you need to go power trip, are you going, well, no, you know, I've got something that weekend, or I'm not really sure if I can afford it, they're not going to sign up. But you go, am I going? Heck yeah, I'm going. I mean, all the leaders, all the winners are going, you know. I mean, that's, you know, what kind of question is that? You know, if you do it, they're going to do it. If you don't do it, they're not going to do it. And the grand prize winner is the person that gets the most people in their organization to the next event.
Well, I tell you, Brian, this has been a great evening of questions. Folks, don't hang up just yet. But this has been a great evening of questions and fantastic answers. And, you know, you talk about the investment of time and the energy and the effort and the sacrifice that we need to make to be successful in this business. And many of us have seen the results in your life of the time and the energy and the effort and the sacrifices that you've made and how you've been blessed by the efforts that, you know, how you have been able to be massively successful. On a personal note, being around you, I learned more being around you and just listening to you and watching you interact with other people than I sometimes get even with the Q&A. And getting to meet some of your friends who are not even in the business, and we joke around and say everybody has a Brian McClure story. And I want to thank you because you are an example of what you say. When you say people will do what you do and not do what you say, you show the evidence of what happens when you do what you're doing and you're still doing it. You're still in the trenches. You're still making the calls. You're still doing the three-way calls. You're still traveling and making things happen. I just want to take a moment to say how much I appreciate you and the value that you've given to my life and the difference that you've made, not only for my wife and I, but for generations to come that you and I probably will never meet. So I just wanted to reach out and thank you for that. And also, I've got a question for you before we hang up. Looking forward to, we had a great weekend with you, and looking forward tomorrow to going fishing. And, you know, I've seen pictures of the results of what happens when you go fishing. So my question is, where is the grease for the frying pan? Because, you know, we're going to catch Moby Dick tomorrow, and I'm going to cook him up. So you just let me know where it is, and we're going to get that done. He's sitting here laughing at me, folks.
I don't know about Moby Dick, brother, but we're going to catch a lot of redfish and speckled trout.
Okay, great. Folks, here's my suggestion to you. The questions and the answers that you've heard on this call tonight have been timeless. So this is the kind of call that not only do you want to hear again, but you want to make sure the people on your team hear it again. And here's how you can do that. Go to topambitleaders.com. Once again, topambitleaders.com. Click on the training tab and go to Sunday Night Calls. And in a couple of days, this call will be on the line. It'll probably say Brian McClure Q&A, something to that effect. And you'll be able to hear this call again and again. And the other thing that I passionately recommend, if you hear that Brian McClure is coming to your area, that he's doing a training or he's doing power trip or he's going to be speaking somewhere that's remotely close to you, I recommend you do whatever you got to do to get there. And the perfect example was yesterday. We had so many people who really went out of their way to get there that gained so much information and insight and inspiration by listening to what he was saying and just very factual responses to all of the questions. And I recommend the same to you, that you have that experience as well. So, again, give us a couple of days. Go to topambitleaders.com. In the meantime, we wish you well. We hope that you have a fantastic week. You know, we want to say happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. We hope you enjoy the time with your families. You know, as I always say, you have my permission to eat entirely too much, because I probably will do it one more time, okay? So I'm going to open up the lines, and you can say thank you and happy Thanksgiving to everyone as well. Thanks for being on the call. Hold on just a moment.